Well, sir, the murkiness of eventide has descended upon peaceful Virginia Avenue as our scene opens now. And as we approach the small house halfway up in the next block, we see Mr. Victor Gook and his son, Mr. Rush Gook, ascending the front porch steps. And the one is saying to the other,
"Your mother in the house?
Living room.
You're a cruel to drag me away from my game of indoor horseshoes.
Mom told me to trot over to niece Upper's basement and bring you home. I had to obey orders.
Open the screen door, then.
Were you winning when I dragged you away?
Head Ike looking like 30 cents.
Hidey, hi.
Ho-ho. What's the idea of sending disreputable characters to drag me away for my pleasure?
I left it for you, Mom.
I bet some beautiful woman, heavily veiled and greatly agitated, is hiding under the davenport.
Ruthie's just telephoned.
She objects to me pitching indoor horseshoes overnight.
Invite us to go for a spin in the car.
Oh.
Such a lovely evening and all. I thought we'd...
You accept? Sure.
I felt like I had to. Ruthie knew we didn't have any other engagements.
I'd rather take a licking than bump around in that roller skate of Fred's.
Well, I didn't know what to say.
Victor's tired.
Oh, that's no excuse.
Well, you could have said...
I've already accepted the invitation. They'll be around honking the horn out in front pretty soon.
Shucks.
I laid your hat and top coat over the hallway banister. Soon as they pull up to the curb and tooth, we'll run right out. May not be for quite a little while yet. Fred has to pump up three of the tires.
Well, that's cheerful. A tiny fear gnaws at my heart. I'll be pumping up tires later on when we're out on the hard road.
Oh, maybe not.
I want to go to bed early tonight.
I am going to bed early.
You're not joining us?
Uh-uh.
Makes it a little too late for boys. He's got to be wide awake for school tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Saturday.
Makes it a little too late anyway.
Well, I don't care. I just as leave go to bed.
What's this too late business? Ain't going to take all night to drive to Shenoah and back, even if Fred does drag along like a snail.
Well, we're not going to Shenoah. Going to Hopewood.
What's the big new glorious idea? I thought Fred never went anywhere but Shenoah.
We're invited to the picture show.
In Hopewood?
Yeah.
Say, you know I hate...
Now, and don't get hot under the collar. It was Fred's notion, and he's so pleased and proud about it, he's dancing the jig.
I'll dance a jig.
Ruthie called up and said, "What you people doing?" I thought she was going to suggest 500, so I said we were just sitting here with our teeth in our mouth. And she says, "This great big crazy spendthrift, Fred Stenbottom, here at my elbow, wants to pile you sports in the automobile and drive up to Hopewood and take in the motion pictures." Well, what could I answer back to that?
Victor's tired.
Oh, Victor's tired. I said, "Why, Ruthie, how wonderful." That's all in the wide world I could say.
Bumpity bumpity bump. All the way to Hopewood.
I know, but that's the way it is. And we have to make out to Fred like we're delighted till who laid the chunk. He thinks it's the cutest idea since the bullet that choked Billy Patterson. Vic and Sade are most likely dying to take in a movie show, and the Bijo is closed for repairs. By George, Ruthie, let's run him up to Hopewood and give him a treat.
Oh.
So don't you behave grumpy and sour. Act like you're grateful as a horse.
Wish I could go to bed.
I am going to bed.
Thunder, kiddo, it's 35 miles to Hopewood. The way Fred nurses that garbage wagon along the road, it'll take us an hour and a half to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 8 o'clock now. Great guns, we will be out late. Say we get started at 8:30. All right. Add an hour and a half to 8:30 and you got 10 o'clock. Movie show takes about 2 hours. 12 o'clock. Another hour and a half to get home and it makes it 1:30. We won't be to bed till 2.
Double feature.
Think of it. 2 o'clock. And I want to be in the hay by 11.
Oh, well, missing one evening sleep won't kill you.
They got a double feature on at the Hopewood Theater, Gov.
No.
Yeah.
Have they stayed?
Well, that's what Ruthie told me.
Will we have to sit through both pictures?
Well, I'm afraid so. When Fred puts out his good money and buys tickets for a thing, he stays till the last dog dies.
But holy smoke.
Well, we're in for it and can't get loose, so let's make the best of it.
But look, another moving picture makes another 2 hours tacked onto... What time did I say?
1:30.
Yeah, 1:30. 2 hours tacked on to 1:30.
3:30.
Oh.
Well, I don't think
we'll get to bed around 4.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's not crazy.
It is too crazy. Oh, right now, the clock says 7:45. Fred and Ruthie will drive up in the next few minutes, and we'll be on our way by 8. And it don't take any hour and a half to drive to Hopewood.
The way Fred drives?
Well, he certainly can get to a place 35 miles away in an hour, no matter how slow he drives.
I disagree.
So do I.
Well, say a little over an hour. All right. We'll be in the theater a little bit past 9 o'clock. The two movies together don't last more than 3 hours. I bet we'll be home in bed by midnight.
Oh, go on. You didn't figure in the time it'd take us to come back.
No use in a lot of fuss and feathers. I told him we'd go, and we're going. Let's make the best of it and try to enjoy ourselves.
Oh, my. Just a few minutes ago, I was a gay, light-hearted man.
Tell him the picture, Ma.
I don't see as you're concerned in this rush. You're not going. Trot along and read your book.
What is the picture, Sadie?
Picture?
What are they showing at the Playhouse in Hopewood?
I'm afraid it's one you've already seen.
Yes?
Well, we saw it last month or sometime at the Bajo.
You propose to drag me?
Ruthie and Fred were so delighted with their idea, Vic. Just happy as larks, they were giving us a treat. I didn't have the heart to dampen their enthusiasm. Should have heard Ruthie over the phone. This great big crazy spendthrift of a Fred Stambottom here at my elbow wants to pile you sports in the automobile and drive up to Hopewood and take in the motion pictures. I had to act overjoyed.
Reveal the name in the post-motion picture.
What is it, Rush?
You are my own wonderful husband, Subaltern Gleek.
No.
I told you you'd already seen it.
I seen it and I hated it. It was rotten.
Well, I never cared much for it myself, but Fred and Ruth...
So I have to bump and lurch 35 miles in that broken-down rattletrap of Stembottom's and go up in the sticks in Hopewood, Illinois, and watch that half-wit Gloria Golden go through the same half-wit annex I saw her go through before. So I...
Now, Vic, please.
I'll say now, Vic, please.
You'll get all flushed in the face.
I wonder I don't turn purple.
Get all flushed in the face and they'll think something's wrong.
And they'll be perfectly right.
Any second, the horn will honk out in front. You don't want to look upset and peculiar to where everybody feels uncomfortable.
Hmm.
Think of the funny side of it.
Maybe that is a good stunt.
Sure.
Yeah.
Quite a coincidence. Gloria Golden's also in the other picture.
Rush, go upstairs and read your book. This business don't in any way concern
you.
What
is the other picture?
Other picture?
I understand we were attending a double feature. Double features, unless I'm misinformed, means two pictures. One of them is Gloria Golden in You Are My Own Wonderful Husband, Subaltern Gleek. What's the other?
Well, I guess Gloria Golden's in it.
Something I've seen before?
I believe you did see it when they had it at the Bajo.
And the title?
Oh, I forget.
Rush, the title?
Mom, I'd prefer I never said nothing.
She'll forgive me this time.
Hmm?
The title, please.
Yours is a magnificent love, Petty Officer Griswold.
Oh!
Let's go out on the porch, Vic. They'll be along any second, and we might as well be ready to hop.
Yours is a magnificent love, Petty Officer Griswold. Absolutely, the rottenest movie that ever was given out to a suffering people. The rottenest.
Let's go out on the porch.
What?
Let's put on our wraps and go stand on the front porch so we'll be all set to trot out to the curb.
Sadie,
and as soon as
you couldn't make me go through this. You wouldn't have the heart.
We're stuck and that's all there is about it.
Oh.
We're stuck and that's all there is about it.
I'm a miserable, wretched, grief-stricken...
Fred and Ruthie's out in front honking. Now, come on.
Oh.
Come on, Vic.
No.
Straighten up and get that look off your face. And don't you dare in any way let on to Fred and Ruthie.
No.
Come on.
Goodbye, Mom.
Bye.
Bye, Gov.
Oh.
Have a dandy time.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.